When we started at the beginning, we ended up by speaking about a recipe for success. The reading you've just heard was like Jesus giving a recipe for living a full life, both being blessed in life and bringing blessings to others.
Well, the word blessed did appear a lot of times.
9 in total. Which I suppose is why it's called, passages called the Beatitudes.
A great word. And in English, the word comes in two parts, be and attitude.
So Jesus is giving us a way that we can be, and the attitudes we should live our lives out with. The Beatitudes are a recipe for a full life living in Christ.
And this recipe is as good today as it was 2,000 years ago.
And I don't know about you, but sometimes it's good to look at things in a slightly different way, in a new way, to revisit the recipe. And we're about to read a translation and reworking of the Beatitudes by Jackie Trotman, which I will read, but John's going to introduce each one with the words from Matthew's Gospel.
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
You're blessed when you hit rock bottom, because then you can rely on God to go to work for you.
Blessed are those who mourn.
You're blessed when you mourn. That means you feel compassion and empathy for others. You begin to understand that we are all one.
Blessed are the meek.
You are blessed when you are humble and authentic. That is worth way more than fleeting power and material possessions.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
You are blessed when you hunger and thirst after spiritual things instead of worldly things. You will feel full instead of empty.
Blessed are the merciful.
You are blessed when you express kindness. You will receive kindness in return.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
You are blessed when you allow God's presence and goodness to fill your heart, mind, and soul. Then you will see God in the outside world.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
You are blessed if you live in peace and create peace. Then you will understand what it means to be a child of God. You are fulfilling God's dream for the world. World peace.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
You are blessed when people make fun of you or ridicule you for my sake. That means you've struck a nerve. Well done. Many of my followers have experienced this. You are in good company.
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you.
You are blessed if you are persecuted because of your relationship with God. God knows and sees everything. God will reward you for your faithfulness.
You are the salt of the earth.
Salt is useful. It preserves and adds flavour. If you lose your saltiness, your flavour, your passion, your God qualities, you will no longer be useful and effective.
You are the light of the world.
Like a city on a hilltop, you can't be hidden. If you light a candle, you don't put it under a basket. No, you put it in a candle holder to light the house. By shining your light, you're shining the light of God into the lives of others. Shine brightly. When you hear and do what I just told you, you'll be wise and your life's foundation be solid and unmovable like a rock. You will weather the storms in life and stand tall.
Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Now, go, be blessed, and be a blessing. Let your light shine.
I love that ending. Now go, be blessed, and be a blessing, and let your light shine. Going, dynamic, doing. We see these things, but we have to do something with them as well. And we need to go and be blessed and be a blessing to others. And that is the recipe that Jesus wants us to follow on this and every day. But this Sunday is All Saints Sunday. It is the Sunday closest to the 1st of November, when we remember all the saints.
And these are not always the famous ones that we know about, like St. Martin's and others. But they're men and women and men who've let Christ shine, his light shine through them, so that they may bring others to faith.
It may be someone famous, but equally, that may be a friend or a member of a family or a Sunday school teacher when you were young, or someone who has really helped you in your journey of faith.
And on All Saints Sunday, we are reminded not only of those famous saints, those who have made an impact over years and so many lives, including our own, but we are also reminded that we are to go out and shine as light to others.
And how do we do that, Yvonne?
We have a recipe.
What? Delius? Or Mary Berries, if you want to relook at recipes.
Have you got Christmas lunch on your brain? No. The recipe is in this book. And do you know what it's called, John?
I think I do. The Bible.
And it's in, although at times Delia and the others are important, this one's important for that throughout all our life. And in it, somewhere past the middle, nearer towards the back, but beginning of the New Testament, we have, what's the reading today? Matthew chapter 5 and verses 1,
well,
2,
we added on a few extra, we only 1 to 16, if you want to shine. The Beatitudes, how to be, and the attitude we need to have to live a full life in Christ.
So that we can shine out to others.
Our recipe for true success. And also, our recipe for true success is our faith, our rooting of the faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So with that in mind, we're going to stand to sing our affirmation of faith.